The following story is told by an Orba resident whose father-in-law was Polish and who unusually fought on both the German and the British sides in World War II. Like many men and women who served in World War II, my father-in-law spoke little about his wartime service. He mentioned once in passing to me, when he'd had a little too much to drink, that he was a survivor from a depth-charged submarine that sank in the North Sea. But he never spoke any more about it. He was a skilled craftsman and had made a relief model of a submarine from brass, which hung on the wall in his home. After his death and that of my mother-in-law, whilst clearing their house, I came across photographs of him in uniform and aboard a submarine, and so I decided to do some research about him and his military service. Wilhelm Sikora was born in 1919 in Poland, and at 16 years of age commenced an apprenticeship as a locksmith machine engineer at the technical school in Katowice. With the invasion of Poland and the start of World War II, he was forced to work as a coal miner in a colliery in Rybnik, and then in 1941 he was imprisoned in Dachau concentration camp, luckily for only 3 weeks. On release from Dachau, he was conscripted into the Kriegsmarine, received basic naval training and then submarine training in Gdynia, Poland, and Hamburg in Germany, and commenced his service aboard the German submarine U-958 in December 1941. He later served on board U-971 and was there until 1944. In June 1944, the D-Day landings commenced, and at that time the U-971 was off the coast of Norway, protecting it from Allied invasion, and so it was directed to protect France. Whilst off the Faroe Islands, U-971 was depth-charged by a Sunderland flying boat, but no damage resulted. The following week, off the south of Ireland, a Wellington bomber attacked U-971 and damaged 3 of its 4 forward torpedo tubes. Next day, the U-971 was ordered to protect Cherbourg, along with 4 other U-boats. A British destroyer, HMS Eskimo, and a Canadian destroyer, HMCS Haida, were attacked off Cherbourg by the U-971, but due to the previous damage to the torpedo tubes, the attack was unsuccessful and went unnoticed by the destroyers. The captain of the U-boat then decided to head to Brest for repairs. The U-boat was spotted and depth-charged by Allied planes and later by the 2 destroyers. After nearly 12 hours of constant depth-charging by the planes and destroyers, significant damage had been caused to the U-boat. The air was running out and the water was flooding in, and so the captain surfaced between the 2 destroyers. The Haida inflicted further damage to the surfaced U-boat, and the crew of 53 abandoned ship. All but 1 survived to be taken on board the Haida. The submarine capsized and sank in the evening of the 22nd of June off the Brest Peninsula. On the 25th of June, HMCS Haida docked in Falmouth. The prisoners from the U-boat were landed, and my father-in-law Wilhelm was imprisoned at POW Camp 7, which was at South Brent in Devon. At Wilhelm's own request, and after suitable interrogation, he joined the Polish Free Navy, and between October 1944 and May 1947, he served for the Polish Navy in partnership with the Allies on board 2 destroyers and also on submarines. In 1947, he commenced work as a hairdresser at a salon in London, and in December 1961, Wilhelm became a naturalised British citizen. He lived and worked in London for the remainder of his life, and died in North London in 1986, never returning to the country of his birth. I'm sure many of our ancestors had similar stories to tell, but never shared them with us for various reasons. Even so, I doubt that there are many who served for both sides during World War II.